Thoughts on Haggai. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 23. Christ. Well, you say Christ is not in the text. No, he is not. I quite agree. Let me read the text to you. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 23. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. Haggai 2:23 is the last word that God said through Haggai to this people at this time. Now I call this Christ. What else can it be? Who else can it be? I agree that it's a word to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. I agree that it's a word for Judah in these days following the exile. But it's in the context of the new covenant here. And who is the ultimate Zerubbabel? Who is the ultimate signet ring for God? Whatever that may mean, is surely a figurative picture here. I have chosen you, says the Lord, a declaration of the Lord Almighty. Surely this is Christ. Whatever else it is, it's the exaltation of Christ. And after all, Colossians 3:11, Christ is all. Christ exalted is the sum and substance of the Bible, of the gospel. It was of the law in every way. Okay, the law was shadowy and pictures and illustrations, but it was all picturing and shadowing and illustrating the glory, the exaltation of Christ. And it's a work of God from beginning to end. I have. It's what God says here. I have chosen. I will do this. I will make that. I will take you to be. Christ the Messiah, Christ the King, Christ the all in all, declares the Lord Almighty. That is the hope for Judah. That's the hope for us, my friend. That's the hope for any poor sinner outside of Christ. There is no other Saviour. People can synthesize religions and mix them all together and all the rest of it, but religion will never save you, synthetic or not. No, trust Christ. It's Christ alone. The eternal glory is not for Israel in a land, but it's for the people of God in the new covenant, in the new heavens and the new earth. That is the day we're looking for, my friend. Now, of all the hymns I could choose, is one by John Kent, and I've chosen it. It's a remarkable hymn in many ways, and the reason for its remarkable nature is this. It's a hymn of the exaltation of Christ, okay? But the subject he's chosen is the fall of man. What a remarkable subject to find for the glory of Christ. Listen to him. All things for Christ's sake did Jehovah prepare. For of him and to him and through him they are. All systems and worlds that revolve in the sky consist for the lifting of Jesus on high. When man was created, what wisdom we see, the whole he possessed was the image of thee. Now we come to it. But oh, in his fall, we are led to espy. What? 'Twas all for the lifting of Jesus on high. Not excusing the sin, but it was all there for the exaltation of Christ. When Adam to eat of the fruit was inclined, it answered the end which Jehovah designed. No purpose of wisdom was altered thereby, 'twas all for the lifting of Jesus on high. Here Satan was nonplussed in what he had done. The fall or the channel where mercy should run. That's the remarkable thing. In streams of salvation which never run dry, and all for the lifting of Jesus on high. Yes, I can't explain the fall, nor could John Kent. Doesn't excuse the fall, no, and as much misery come by it, yes. But nevertheless, there's where the gospel lies. That's for the exaltation of Christ, that he, by his blood and righteousness, have redeemed a people forever and ever. The glorious signet ring, Christ is all.